Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to be here with you today. Today is the 243rd birthday of the U.S. Army. And my dad and one of my five sons served in this branch of military. They served this nation. My dad was one of those men, you know, the greatest generation, fighting for home back in World War II. And my son served 3 years, and I thank God that he did not have to see the battlefield. He wanted to see the world. He was willing to go. He was willing to die, as many young men and women do every day. And we thank them all today and wish them happy birthday to the U.S. Army. Now, I have a little stats here on the U.S. Army. It celebrates 243 today, on June 14th, commemorating the date in 1775 when the Continental Congress authorized enlistment to expert riflemen. You know, the redcoats, they were, hey, they can hit what they aim at. Anyway, they were expert riflemen, and they served in the United Colonies for 1 year. And the new forces were comprised of 22,000 militiamen who had already gathered outside of Boston, plus 5,000 more in New York. The rebels. Can you see it now? On June 15th of 1775, the Continental Congress named George Washington of Virginia as the Commander-in-Chief and voted to raise 10 more companies of riflemen from Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia. Washington officially took command of Boston at Boston on July the 3rd of 1775. The original congressional appropriation to fund the new army was, now this was a lot of money. To me, it's a lot of money today, but we talk in billions and trillions. It was $2 million. It took another year, July 4th of 1776 to be exact, for the Continental Army and the militia to become known collectively as the Army of the United States instead of the Army of the United Colonies. Today, the Army has about 467,000 active duty soldiers, with another 340,000 in the U.S. Army National Guard and 206,000 in Army Reserves. The Army's birthday is marked with celebrations, military balls, and traditional cake-cutting ceremonies held at the military bases and communities across this land and overseas. So today they celebrate 243 years. And it's also Flag Day. So Flag Day. Now, I come in to work this morning. Now, I knew it was Flag Day, but I had kind of forgot about it as I was rushing around. I was running late this morning, rushing around trying to get where I needed to be. And the Lions Club here in this little local community, I pay X amount of dollars a year, and they make sure that I have a flag hanging in front of my door. And I think it's a good thing, and I do that. I have my own flag, but I haven't since I've been here. You know, I've only been here 7 years, and I haven't got it up. Otherwise, it would be there every day. I just haven't been able to get it up. I am renting a building, so I got to get permission. But anyway, Flag Day, you look out for the red, white, and blue. It's all week long as the United States celebrates today as Flag Day. Flag Day is celebrated on the June 14th, and it's been doing so since 1777. However, the flag was honored on July 14th of 1877. As instructed by Congress, the U.S. flag was flown from all public buildings across the country. So what does the Flag Day? There's a few little things that we may or may not know. When was it a proclamation for Flag Day issued. Well, that happened back in May on the 30th of 1916. I therefore suggest the request that throughout the nation and if possible in every community, the 14th day of June be observed as Flag Day with special patriotic exercises. And that came from President Woodrow Wilson. And he also wrote, later, it was President Harry Truman later signed Flag Day's permanent observance into law, and that was in 1949. But it's not an official holiday, per se. You don't get off work. You just get to look at the red, white, and blue on that day. And some of the traditions, some places in the United States hold Flag Day parades. Is there a Flag Day parade where you are today? If there is, give me a call at 877-895-5410. Presidents have also issued proclamations for National Flag Week. So you might have been seeing the flag all week, but you should be seeing lots of them today. If you have flag celebrations in your area, you give me a call. Now, I thought it was only appropriate for the Army, as we celebrate them in this first segment, to at least give you some of the verses, some of the things that went in their song. You know, first to fight for the right and to build the nation's might. And the Army goes rolling along, proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won, and the Army goes rolling along. One of the verses is Valley Forge, Custer's ranks, San Juan Hill and Patton's tanks. And the Army went rolling along, Minutemen from the start, always fighting from the heart. And the Army keeps rolling along. Men in rags, men who froze, still the Army met its foes. And the Army went rolling along, faith in God, then their right, and we'll fight with all our might as the Army keeps rolling along. And then, and we'll get in the next segment, we will get to the work. I wanted to share with you the Flag Day poem that Mickey Thomas, who is a listener out there, Mickey, thank you for sending this to me. My daughter is the flag I wave. She rides aloft and free, high above the evening shadows of the mountain's majesty. She rides above the shadow, floating gently on the wind, and as she always in the evening, and as always in the evening, she begins to sing again. My neighbor, too, is watching, and by the rhythm of his knee, I know he rides beside her through the halls of history. And as I observe the glory reflected in my neighbor's eyes, I feel the shiver of the shadow as the evening breezes rise. I can hear my flag a-hummin', I can feel the banners beat, and my fingertips start drummin' to the echo at her feet. My breaking patriotic tune, drawn from deep within our hearts, shake the windows of our rooms when the daughter's music starts. And he titled it, My Daughter is the Flag I Wave. I thought it was a beautiful poem. He read that on air for us last year. Well, the red and the flag, and the red and the white and the blue, we all know that the white stands for purity and innocence, and the red for hardiness and valor. The blue signifies the vigilance and the perseverance and justice. And I think we can see that as we celebrate the 243rd birthday of the Army. The news doth come regardless of the celebrations and the memories. As the IG report is released today, it might have already happened, I don't know. We are still talking about the president meeting with Kim Jong-un as well, while the governor in New Jersey, oh yeah, he signed some heavy gun control measures and laws there in New Jersey. So I say, hey, New Jersey folks, move to Missouri. We will also take a moment to reflect and thank God for bringing lawmakers to the one-year mark after the attack and shooting on a ball field. America, there is much to talk about and so much to bring you home. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy Flag Day and happy 243rd birthday to you out there in the U.S. Army. I mentioned that the IG report is supposed to come out today. And I mentioned earlier this week, I think it was actually in my monologue when I had Larry Pratt on, we were talking about it. Might have been later. I get my days run together. I have talked about quite a few things this week. We have expected big news, and we have had big news so far. I am concerned about our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, a man who I once really thought was a God-fearing, honest man, full of integrity, and now I'm very, very concerned. However, he recently has come out, and he has said that depending on what they find in this IG report, there may be some more firings. It says Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and this is coming from, where is that coming from? The Daily Caller, I do believe, said Wednesday, which is today, I mean yesterday, that more firings are possible following the release of the forthcoming Department of Justice report of an investigation into the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Do you get that? The investigation of the investigation. Do you get that? You get that? Okay. If anyone else shows up in this report to have done something that requires termination, we will do so, he said. This is coming from Mr. Sessions, and he was speaking with Hill's Buck Sexton. And that's, the Hill. The Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General on Thursday will release a 500-page report of an investigation into the FBI's handling of former Secretary of State Clinton's email investigation. So time will tell. Well, I don't know. What do you think? Is it going to be this big news? It's going to be life-changing in our Washington, D.C., or is it just going to be a bunch of jabberwocky? I'm tired of the investigations to investigate the investigations or the investigators. It just is madness, and it's costing the American people so much in the way of dollars. And you should be able to see very clearly how this deep state has overtaken your liberty. And they are making money. So I have in my hand, this is from the Daily Signal, and it's got the five key questions that the Inspector General may answer about the Clinton email probe. You know, this has gone on so long, I'm not even sure what, I just about forgotten what the Inspector General was really investigating. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is set to release a scathing 500-page report today addressing unanswered questions about the FBI's probe of Hillary Clinton's use of the private email server while she was Secretary of State. Michael Horowitz, the Justice Department's Inspector General, he will release a report, and he did one in April, and it led to the ousting of the referral for criminal prosecution of Andrew McCabe, the former acting director and number two official of the FBI, if you remember that. Now, if you also remember, and this isn't coming from this report, this is coming from me, that the counsel we have right now, this special counsel that is supposedly checking into Russia, it's found all kinds of things but Russia, digging deep into other things rather than whether we have any issue with Russia. That came to be because of Comey and his leaking. And he wanted revenge because he got fired. Everybody wanted him fired until he was fired, and then we're going to yell at the president for obstructing justice when it was the deputy attorney general that wrote the letter to the president, which I think should have stopped the special counsel right there. But he wrote a letter to the president recommending the firing of James Comey. Why don't we ever hear that? Okay, let's go on with this story. One of the things that we might learn, it says here, will the IG find criminal conduct? In July of 2016, without consulting Lynch, Comey announced that Clinton's use of a private email server to conduct official business as Secretary of State from 2009 through 2012 was careless, but did not rise to the level of prosecutable offense. I'm sorry. 4 months later, Trump defeated Clinton in the presidential election. So it was at this point, if you remember back in your recollection, that Clinton was pretty PO'd at Comey. And everybody wanted Comey fired. Everybody on the Democrat Party wanted Comey fired. A main question is whether there is enough in the Inspector General's report to refer aspects of the Clinton case to prosecutors, says Sidney Powell, a former federal prosecutor who served as chief of the two appellate divisions in Texas. He could see criminal referrals for investigating false statements and perjury with respect to the mishandling of the investigation. This is Powell, and he's talking to the Daily Signal. There could potentially be a conspiracy charge. Now that would be interesting, wouldn't it? The U.S. Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney for Utah, John Huber, has assisted Horowitz in fact-finding during the investigation and could take up criminal referrals that result from the report. or officials refer findings to the U.S. Attorney Office for the District of Columbia, as was the case with McCabe, Powell said. The IG's office is limited. Investigators there can interview Justice Department employees and seek documents, but unlike prosecutors, they lack the power to issue subpoenas or bring charges. So we know that they're limited on what they can do. So we're going to get this 500-page report today, and by the end of the day, everybody will have read it. Everybody will have read it, 500 pages, speed reading, trying to figure out what's been said. I don't know what time it's going to come out. If you know that it's come out, give me a call, 877-895-5410. I've not seen any notices on Twitter or on anything else just yet, but I have been busy putting a show together. Will this mean a new investigation of Hillary Clinton? What do you think? Do you think they're really going to go after the Clintons? She seems awful sure of herself that she's going to be okay. Now, they weren't all that kind to Bill Clinton. You know, he's got another book out recently in interviews, where before they just kind of ignored all of the things that he had done inappropriately while in office. But if you remember, one more time, let me remind you, that investigation, when we ended up with an impeachment of President Clinton, started with Whitewater, and we ended up with a blue dress from Monica Lewinsky. It says here that although Horowitz's probe could find the investigation was incomplete, it does not anticipate, they do not anticipate a reopening of the review of how Clinton used a private, unsecure server to send and receive classified information as President Barack Obama's first Secretary of State. He also said, and this is coming from Hosco, he also said he doesn't think such a reopened probe serves a purpose, as the goal should be examining the conduct of the FBI and Justice Department rather than reopening a politically charged matter. I think it's politically charged only because we have these two parties that are constantly pretending to go at it. So what they're saying here is the FBI and the DOJ are willing to take a fall to save the Clintons. That's what I'm reading into it. What do you think? You think Comey's going to take the fall for Clinton's crimes? That's kind of what it looks like to me. They've made a big mess. They're going to investigate this mess. Somebody will get slapped on the wrist. Maybe get fined. They might even do a little jail. I doubt it. And Clinton will walk scot-free. Remember, we lost four men in Benghazi. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was sharing with you, and somebody did text me and said that the IG report has not come out just yet. I don't know what time they're expecting it to come out. Probably late tonight, don't you think? It'll be in tomorrow's news, so we'll be talking about that on Free for All Friday if that happens. They make such a big deal out of these things, and I always wonder if it's really going to do anything, if it's really going to happen. There be any news in there that we think will do anything? I haven't, of course, you know, when you talk about the age of humanity or the age of this nation, when I talk about, I've never seen so much corrupt criminal behavior. Of course, I've been sheltered most of my life. But the arrogance of these elected officials and the bureaucracy. And they are fighting right now. And depending on what side you're on, meaning the political side, Democrat or Republican, Republicans that don't care stay silent. The Democrats are screaming because they know that they're guilty. And I believe the Republicans that stay silent are also guilty. They have taken steps, and this started a long time ago, to override the decision of the voters of this nation with the election of President Donald Trump. And kind of like the A-Team, they plotted a plan and then they're working it. But somehow, they got caught. And they've done all kinds of things to cover it up. They've told all kinds of lies. They've leaked information here and leaked information there to disguise or to confuse. And so then we have this IG report coming out. Will this mean a new investigation of Hillary Clinton? It says the statute of limitation has been reached for her offense. She can't be prosecuted. Also, the people spoke and she was not elected. The value of proceeding in a prosecution has no value beyond a political value of those who can't want to see the Clintons get what's coming to them. I think the Clintons are corrupt to the core, he says, but the FBI and the Justice Department have limited resources, nothing to be gained by going after Hillary. But, however, Judicial Watch's President Tom Fenton contends that likely findings of a mangled investigation should require a legitimate new probe of what Clinton did. He says, I don't know that the Justice Department will do it. He says the sham nature of politicalization of the FBI's investigation covered up the big issue of criminal conduct of Hillary Clinton, of Secretary Clinton. The IG report may force a reopening of the investigation if that is the case, but will they do it? Because that's going to be up to the Department of Justice. I suppose the president could come in and say, we're going to do thus and such. He goes on to say the time limit of a charge of obstruction of justice and the prosecution of someone for disclosure of classified information is 10 years, according to the Congressional Research Service report. But there is no limitation for prosecution of someone for espionage, according to the website statuteoflimitations.info. There could be enough to prompt a reopening of the email probe that would focus on obstruction of the investigation itself and also the Espionage Act and the statute of limitations for espionage would be no longer. So, on the flip side, it says, could Comey be prosecuted? On the flip side, it says, if the Clinton probe were reopened, it would be the third go-around. And I was thinking, has it been 10 years since she did that? It has, hasn't it? It's just been. Huh. Just seems like yesterday when we got the news of those men losing their lives. And Hillary, it makes a big difference as to why. So, it says in here that the Inspector General's report is expected to strongly criticize Comey for publicly announcing on July 5th of 2016 that he wouldn't recommend charges against Clinton while at the same time attacking Clinton and the Democrat presidential nominee for being reckless. It says the report also is expected to fault Comey for publicly reopening the investigation briefly just days before the November 8 election. Why would he do this? Because he was rooting for Hillary Clinton. So why would he do this? It says this should answer how the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email was handled or mangled, and it should have something for both sides. It will be critical of James Comey for being publicly critical of Hillary Clinton and also usurping the role of federal prosecutors. He says, I hope this gives us clarity into whether Comey was biased. And I believe the answer was no, or whether Comey was faced with bad choices, all of which had political impact, and picked the best of bad choices. So is Comey... Yes, he's politically biased because he said he was. when he's doing all these interviews with for his book. So is he going to be willing, this arrogant man, is he going to be willing to take the fall for all that he did for Hillary Clinton? What about the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting? We all know that was dirty pool. Oh, they weren't discussing grandchildren. Don't believe that for 1 minute. Says in his book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, and in the congressional testimony of the interviews, Comey said he felt compelled to make the public announcement in July of 2016 about not prosecuting Clinton because of Lynch's actions as attorney general. So he was a puppet, was he not? And if the first probe was suspect, why trust this one? Why would this report be any more trustworthy than any other report? Do you kind of feel that way? I feel that way. It says here it will be up to the public, politicians, and the press to opine and whether the Inspector General's findings are above reproach or just in more politics. Despite the political nature of an inspector general, it's not likely any conclusion will be universally accepted. Congress passed the law to recognize that the federal government can't investigate itself. Each major government department has its own inspector general's office. The IG reports are political, like any other government agency report, and this is coming from Fenton, part of the Judicial Watch. It is another bureaucracy. IG report can be hit and it can be hit and miss. Taxpayers should hold on to their wallets, whether they hear this, that someone is well respected in Washington or not, because it's costing the American people a whole lot of money. And yes, I believe we should prosecute some people, and I don't think it should take that much time. We've got all the information, don't we? Ha ha. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand and its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. All right, moving on. The IG report will come out, and then we'll know something. You know, we'll have all these answers. We'll have the answers to all those questions that were in that report from the Daily Signal. But here I have in my hand from Newsmax, and it is an Associated Press article, that New Jersey yesterday enacted a half a dozen new gun control laws, tightening its already strict statutes, as advocates applauded and critics questioned whether they will achieve their aims. And we know they're not. They're not going to achieve their goals. So here's what the six measures are. Require a mental health professional to warn law enforcement if a patient threatens serious violence against themselves or another. Now, they should be doing that already. But what I see that might happen here, just top of my head, is somebody who fails to make maybe something happens too quick, somebody that fails, then the law enforcement officer is going to be held accountable. And a guy with the gun, not so much. Allow for an extreme risk protective order if a court deems someone poses a significant danger to themselves or others. The temporary court order bars the subject from possessing or purchasing a firearm or ammunition. Okay, you can think about that a minute. You got an enemy. He wants to tell them that you're dangerous, that you're up to no good, or that you're not quite there mentally. And they can come take your guns. Require background checks for private gun sales. Lower the magazine capacity from 15 rounds to 10, with an exception for a popular 22 caliber rifle. Require residents to show a justifiable need to get a carry permit. You have to prove that you need one. Prohibit body armor penetrating ammunition. Let's go back one more time. I don't have it up here, so beg with me here just a moment as I bring up our Second Amendment. As I bring it up, you must remember that it has certain things and it was there for a certain purpose. The Second Amendment. We're celebrating the birthday of the Army today. They were just civilians gathered up because the king's government was bullying the people. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Infringed means they cannot make regulations against it, whether it's the ammunition, the number of ammunition, the type of gun. Listen to what this says. You have to have a justifiable need. Well, that tells me right there in the Second Amendment, I have a justifiable right to carry a gun. They want you to prove you have a justifiable need in New Jersey before you carry a gun. You have to prove that you need one. Think about that a little bit. Well, we've had a lot of news today, I think, and you've been kind of quiet. And that's okay. But it was 1 year ago, and I believe it was yesterday, that we had the attack on the lawmakers on the ball field as they were practicing to get ready. The Democrat and the Republicans play a little fundraiser and they play a little ball. And we had a gunman attack, shooting several of them. We had officers and security that were helping as quickly as they could. They were just, you know, target. They were out there not even thinking something like that might happen. And we know that Scalise is doing better. There were some others that took some hits as well. One almost, I mean, it just narrowly missed his vital organs, his heart. And many of them talked about it, changed their ideas, and we're going to run out of time today, and I apologize for that. But they were reflecting and how their faith got them through it. You know, I reflect back, and this is the bad part of me, I guess, remembering how the Democrats blew it off. However, many of these talked about how their faith grew after this attack. You know, when you have something, I broke an elbow this year, you know, it's minor. But it puts priorities back in place. I run 90 to nothing. I do this show 24/7 as far as my life. And it puts a strain on things. My husband happened to be laid off when I had this accident, and he had to wait on me. And he came in here and he helped me with the show. He'd never done that before. And I realized, you know, I could walk out of here. I'd go get in bed, take my pain pills, and life would still go on. Priorities. And it brought to mind, and I'll close with this, all the things that we are seeing today, we all need to get on our knees. Every single one of us. And think about the things that reflect in your life, the tragedies, the stresses, the answered prayers, the attacks, we've all had them. What man meant for evil, God meant for good. God is not as worried about this nation as a whole, about America, as he is about each American. He's more concerned about each one of you than he is about this nation. I'm here to bring America home, to help you understand God don't make no junk. And he did have a purpose for this nation, the republic, if you can keep it. And keep it, we failed to do. So let's get back on our knees, acknowledging God and praising him, and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.